Tapped exclusive. We are the internet.
Y'all know what the bitch. Fuck going on.
Hey, know what's going on. Long live Frank, man. This boy Jay feel the big teller, man. You tapped in, you dig.
All right, Tapped In Podcast. We're joined today by a very special guest all the way from Memphis. We got Paper Route Empire's MVP right here. We have Jay Fizzle.
Let's go. What's up,
Fizzle?
Tello.
Oh my God! Welcome to Tapped In, man. We appreciate you.
Appreciate you
tapping in with us. You just landed today, right?
Yeah.
Fucking 2 p.m. or some shit. Yeah. You went and did a bunch of interviews. Now you're here. I mean, man, you must have had a full fucking day.
The work don't stop.
Man. The work doesn't stop for Jay Fizzle. And you got a crazy work ethic, man.
Yeah. Let's note that
I got a lot of kids, so I gotta have crazy work.
Let's note that the man was on time, too. Timely and professional.
Oh, hell yeah. Man. Oh, my God. So yeah. The most on time I've ever seen.
Yes, sir. Your flashlight is on your phone. You don't want your battery to die.
Respect, man. Yeah, man, I feel like we got to talk about everything. Let's start with Memphis, because I've had a couple of rappers from Memphis here. We had, Juicy Fruit is Memphis. We had her here. Shout out her. She brought her baby. It was crazy. And then we had I think Fresco Trey was from Memphis. He was here. We had a couple of people from Memphis here, but really, like, as in terms of Paper Route Empire, we've had nobody here, but we covered Glock last year and you were at that fucking show.
Yeah.
And you killed that shit in LA.
Yep.
So shout out to you and your ability to perform and all that shit. But like, as far as Memphis goes, man, like, let's talk about it. So you're born and raised in Memphis?
Yeah, Westwood, and the bottom of Memphis. Close part of Mississippi, like 5 minutes from Mississippi.
Five minutes from Mississippi?
Right there, yeah.
So going back and forth then.
Yeah.
So, like, what was that like, man? We grew up here, so.
See, I used to go to a casino a lot.
Yeah.
I'm a big gambler. Like,
yeah, you fuck with that?
Yeah, I like gambling a lot.
Where do you go?
Horseshoe.
Okay, Horseshoe.
They got craps.
It's in Tonica. Tonica, okay. Mississippi.
Hell yeah. What do you like to play?
Dice. Just got tuned in on the blackjack.
Blackjack.
I feel like it's easy to count cards. I get to count the card, like, I go and play the single dick. I know how many cards are being a dick, so it's...
Exactly.
Oh, yeah.
That's your favorite, like, pastime now. He like, fuck all that shit. You bet on games or anything like that? Like sports and shit?
I stopped betting on Dion and them, but I would use my money, man.
Yeah, man.
It's all good, though.
Yeah, they going to come back for it. Yeah, they going to get back to it.
It's all good. I just got tuned in on it.
Yeah, I was going to say, with fucking gambling and shit, especially sports gambling, I mean, Memphis been really good until this year, you know, but they lost Jaw. So
tell you about it.
That's hard.
Man.
You know?
What Memphis do to you?
Memphis get you turned
going
up.
Going down out there, so you hear me.
Did you grow up a Memphis fan?
Yeah.
Yeah, Grizzlies?
Yeah, absolutely.
Did you fuck with football at all?
Yeah, I'm a Cowboys fan, man.
Oh, you're a Cowboy? Damn, yeah. So you're happy this year.
Everybody in Memphis a Cowboy fan. I would get everybody, like, granddad or uncle or something was a Cowboy
They all fuck
fan.
With the Cowboys? How you feel like they're going to take it all this year? Do you trust Dak and shit?
I don't mean man, iffy, man. They be doing something.
You said they're iffy.
So iffy with them, man. I don't know what they got going on.
So growing up in Memphis, was it like a lot of sports and shit like that? A lot of football, like high school football and shit like that?
Yeah, nine, then, you know, mostly it was the streets, like the hood.
Yeah.
Like it's really the country, but it's a city.
Yeah.
Real smile.
Yeah. Everybody knows each other type shit. Yeah,
Memphis is turned up low key. It's like they talk about it, but they don't really talk about
it. It's not even low key.
Damn.
Man.
I think.
Damn.
They going down. I just looked at my phone. It was going down. I had to call and make sure my folks were straight.
Everybody good?
Yeah. All right, good. It's going down in Memphis.
Yeah, man. I mean, crime is that's a problem. You know, it's crazy. I don't even know how you fix it. You know what I'm saying? Like,
well, like them.
Yeah.
They were fighting back then.
Yeah.
They bow. And then,
yeah. Oh, hell
is
yeah.
Isn't it an open carry state? Or can you, like, can you can walk around with your blower on you?
I think you can.
Yeah.
Yo, that's actually proof that it doesn't matter.
Yeah,
I you feel it. What I'm saying? Like, you know what I'm saying? Make it illegal, don't make it illegal. Open carry state. No, hell no.
See, I didn't know that.
Yeah, the laws here on
LA,
blowers,
you could apply
weird.
For like a license so that you could have it on you, but they're not giving that shit out.
Yeah,
I heard that, like New York at her.
Yeah, oh, kind of, yeah. Sort of, just a little like New York, but like one step a little bit lighter. Like,
yeah,
you gonna go to jail, but you gotta, like, you know, you gonna get out. And you get caught with the blower, you going to jail. you doing a year of mandatory. Oh, that's like you going to jail.
They throw the book at you for sure.
You get caught with a blower in LA, all right, you might make the news or something like that. But then it's like, all right, we kind of forgot about it.
Catch up with you.
It's the Wild Wild West. You kind of gotta have a blower.
You don't have a choice, unfortunately.
Yeah,
but that's what I'm saying. Is it wouldn't you can't fix it? It doesn't matter what you do. Unfortunately,
yep.
Can't fix it. You gotta have a blower.
That's the quote. That's the quote.
I'm gonna tell my mom that I got you on a purchase for Christmas. I'm gonna buy you a gun.
That's a fact. You gotta leave it on. Gotta leave it on baby mama too. You gotta keep that thing on it, bro. I'm trying to tell you.
They on point. They young.
They good.
Yeah, they got they. They probably, you probably
got them. The mom, they think they out.
Ain't nobody gonna bother me.
You need a gun, mama.
That's a fact.
For sure, he's going down out here.
Of course. So growing up in Memphis, like, you know, what was school like for you? Did you fuck with school? Like, or was it just like
to like the fourth, fifth grade. I started getting suspended back and forth.
Just dealing with all the bullshit.
I probably went to AR turning school in me. Sure.
Damn.
Even when I turned school, I probably didn't.
Wow.
And got kicked out of most of the school.
And that was just over, like, what? Just bullshit or fighting or what was it?
Man, all types of shit.
All kinds of shit.
I should like it. I ain't mind a lot.
Yeah. And that was it. You just get kicked out. Before that, though, did you have, like, a subject you fuck with? Or, like, what did you like? Like, anything you... Math.
Math. You count 1, 2, 3.
Yeah. Well, also, counting money is not bad either.
It is.
It's a real skill.
Anything else? Especially social studies. I hate social studies.
Social studies?
Man, I ain't got time for history. I ain't know nothing about that history. Learn about that history. None of that.
Yeah. Fuck all that.
Help you get paid right there.
Yeah, yeah, of course.
I don't know why they used to have, like, you had like an English class that she used to be so hard. I'm like, we speak English. Why we need an English class? Like,
So writing?
English class, one of the writing class, y'all.
It was like a writing class, but like it was teaching you. I'm talking about, like, as long as I know how to write this shit, I don't need the punctuation.
English is
like,
fourth language.
I guess, Bobby.
I'm trying to English class. I know they ain't got no English class.
So growing up in Memphis, obviously, you know, you dealt with that bullshit. Like, what was your family like when you were younger? You grew up with your moms?
Yup.
Siblings and shit or no?
I got a little sister. My daddy got child.
Yeah.
My daddy got 2 more kids.
Yeah.
So
was it just you and your sister in the house? So you, your sister, and your mom?
My mama.
Yeah.
Then I started wilding so I can get to my daddy. And got to my daddy. Give me a zone from there.
Yeah. Yeah, well, do you remember, you have a lot of memories with your mom, though, growing up?
Yeah.
And, it, like, what was some of your favorite memories? Just, like, chill. What about your sister?
I just made my sister do it. I just stay getting her in trouble.
Yeah, of course. Oh, yeah. Yeah. Shout out to her though.
My right dog.
Yeah. Was she your little sister or older sister?
Little sister.
Yeah, I have a little sister too.
They're my right dog.
How many years? Difference.
She's 95, I'm 94.
Yeah, oh, yeah. Okay. So y'all like.
So my sister's 99. So I'm like six, seven years.
So y'all like twins almost.
I like
y'all
right, close
I, in. That's why me and my sister like.
Yeah,
you guys are like
together.
Twins.
And your mama probably made you take her with you. Like, take your sister too.
Nah, she wasn't like, we was already like that. You feel me?
You guys are already close.
We was already close, you feel me?
Yeah.
That's dope.
Yeah, for sure. That's sick.
Fun. That sounds like a fun experience.
What do you feel like? So you went, how old were you when you got to your pops?
I had my first, 13.
Damn. So you were with him like 13 on.
I was seeing him here and there and then before then, but not like how I wanted to.
Yeah.
My mom was into it a lot.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, she tried to keep us away from
and try to like,
and
yeah,
I
yeah.
get to that point. I gotta go, my dad. I don't want to be.
Yo, I don't want to do this.
I'm daddy's boy. Let's go.
Go, you feel me? I ain't gonna lie. I want no daddy's boy. I just wanted to get with my dad. I'm a grandma boy. You feel me? I want to be around my grandma all the time.
Me too. Yeah.
We went around our dad a lot.
Yeah.
You feel me? Our dad was in the hood in Westwood where we from, so we trying to get back to the hood. We all way out here in North Memphis. We want to get back.
Yeah. Where everybody at?
Get back to South. Yeah. Yeah, I mean, like, how? What's your? I mean, you said you like being with your grandma, right? So, yeah, was that your mom's mom or your dad's mom? Your mom's mom. Me too. I was raised by my mom's mom. She's like my real mom. 100%.
Yeah, I like that. Shout out to Granny, man.
Shout out to her. Is she still alive?
Yeah, still checking right now.
She must be real happy.
Trashing Kyle 40 times right now.
That's dope, man.
30 times a day.
Oh my god.
She close with all your kids and stuff?
Hell yeah.
And them her kids, pretty much.
Was your grandma ever like playing music when you were around? Like she play music in the house and shit?
She don't play no rap music, though.
No. Just like music.
Like Al Green, shit like that.
She play Temptation, Marvin.
Hell yeah.
All type shit.
Hell yeah. So you did you have music around you growing up? Or not really?
Sort of.
Grandma had that.
Back and forth in the streets. You hear my back and forth in the streets.
Yeah.
Then, you know, Dawg turned up. I was in jail.
Yeah.
I found out bro was rapping. I was like, damn, my cousin rapping or some shit.
Your cousin?
How did it happen?
Damn.
So,
I get out, you went up.
Who was you listening to though? Like growing up, like what was
like
you bumping 30, on your iPod 30, or
I was bumping BG, Boosie, Whippy.
Boosie, yes. Ooh, they had a stronghold on that shit for a minute. And then that Chopped and Screwed shit too came. Yeah, that shit had the streets in the headlock for a minute, man. What else though? Crazy. You listen to Boosie, Webby, any like Jeezy and shit like that?
I wasn't really no Jeezy fan. I was mostly a BG fan. I used to bump BG.
Hot Boys and shit like that.
I'm on Silver Song.
Yeah. You fuck with good. Chameleonaire.
Bro, you had bars.
Damn, shout out Chameleonaire.
Bro, had bars.
Wow.
Millionaire, man.
Damn. That's crazy.
So, question, did you always want to rap when you was a young man or did you have something else? Like, did you want to play ball? What did you want to do when you was a young nigga?
Yeah, let's say you had another route.
I want to be rich. I started having kids when I was 13.
Ooh.
Yeah, let's talk about that, bro. That's crazy.
Anybody give me some money, I'm with it. I feel like I knew how to rap like that at first. It's just, he done. I seen bringing that money out with him. I knew he turned, so I got me a stepping stone from start rapping. You feel me?
Anybody you said your cousin?
Yeah.
Who was your cousin?
Dolph.
Dolph was your cousin?
Yeah.
I didn't know Dolph was your cousin.
Yeah.
Oh my God. Yo, first of all, RIP. Fucking GOAT. That's crazy because the first time I heard Dolph, like the first time I ever heard him was on Felix Brothers with Pee Wee Longway and Gucci. And I remember when I heard him rapping on Dat Piff. And when I heard Dolph, I was like,
mixtape popping.
Yeah, hell yeah. I was like, damn, this shit is crazy. Like the way he rapped, the way he put words together, his flow, his style. I was like, this shit, I've never heard shit like this. You know what I'm saying? Like, it sounded very this is almost like it's too good for right now. And then it got like people started catching on and Dolph got fucking bigger and bigger and bigger and Paper Route just grew. I mean, like, what was that like being in the city at the time?
I don't lie, it was crazy to me because like I said, I was here when it first started, like when I'm bro cousin, so when he first started with Paper Route campaign at first. You feel me? It was just him. You feel me? It really, for Tim Gates. Rap, he was doing this for Tim Gates' brother.
Yeah.
You feel me? And then he just blew up with this shit. You feel me? And he seen, you feel me? He just started going crazy. This shit was so much. He was getting so much money out of this shit. Shit. I looked at it like shit, but I think he started rapping.
Of course. Yeah, you're like, damn. And he did it like his way. You know what I'm saying? He did it his fucking way, man.
It was hard. Remember he did it with no label. That shit was I was just telling somebody else, man, like, bro, paved the way for everybody to want to be a boss.
Of course. Of course.
At first, it was, I know this for a fact. When I was growing up, everybody's dream wanting to rap was getting signed. I need to get
getting
signed.
Getting signed.
But right now, nobody want to get signed. Everybody want to be independent right now. But who the first person said, the first person came out, bro, you feel me?
He was trying to warn niggas about what this shit come with.
Yeah, man, that's
it. They laughed at it back then. You hear me? Now you're not on the way.
Yeah, that's fucking, that was a huge loss, man. That's a huge loss, you know? And it's funny, it's so weird because when I was listening to your shit, like when I first heard your music, I was like, damn, he kind of sound like Dolph. Like there's something, I could hear it. You know what I'm saying? Like, I could kind of hear it. I was like, damn. It's weird. That's that. It's like, you can tell. You know what I'm saying? And you definitely, you know, obviously the legend lives on. But all the shit that you're doing, he would be crazy proud of. Because your shit is coming out fire.
Oh, yeah, I liked it.
So, shout out to him. Shout out to you. So you saw him doing his shit. But you were busy doing your shit. So, what was the point where you were like, I gotta jump off? Like, how old were you when you actually started making music?
I was locked up. So when I got out, I just went on the bro wing. When I got out,
how old were you when you got locked up?
I was in and out of jail from 12 to all the way out 18. I was in DCS custody, constantly back and forth. They were coming.
How you had time to have kids? This nigga was fucking.
No, in between stays,
the nigga was getting pussy. That's what it was.
I'm back and forth. You feel me? I was foster care.
He was getting some pussy though through all of that. I like that. Yeah, he was busting ass.
Damn.
Facilities and.
How was that, bro? That must have fucking been crazy.
So having a kid.
It wasn't bad. Like towards the like they my folks.
It was forced. It was forced. Yeah.
You feel me? Like they once you get in,
they take you out.
Yeah. No matter what they're trying to do.
But even then.
Start out level one, foster care or some shit like that. Then level two, worse of foster care. Level three, you go to a facility.
Damn.
It was just up and up. Yeah.
So through all of this, when you having your first kid at 13, right? Do you understand the seriousness of it? Now you being a grown ass man. Now you was obviously a young man.
I was already grown. Then that's when I jumped into full fledged street mode. Then because I knew I had to.
You had to make money.
Now, you feel me? I looked at it different because I was so young. I was like, man, I gotta get some money.
Ain't nothing to talk about.
You feel me? I gotta do something. Then you gotta figure it out. And then I had a little girl and I wanted a little boy, so I tried again. You feel me? with another female, another girl came out. I got two little girls. You feel me? It was just the next year. You feel me? 14, 15.
Wow.
And 16 come. I try again. Turn around with twins, doing my twin boy.
Twin
you
boys?
Got two, you got
hey, there you go. You got the blessing right there.
I just didn't stop after then.
Yeah. Hey, I'm not going to lie.
Some years I had two babies. Some years I had three babies.
Hey, kids are a blessing. You know what I'm saying? That's
and
how I feel.
I look at, like, I was
they motivate you for sure.
I was saying, they finna make rope. They trying to take us from everywhere. Like they finna make AI, robots.
So my real rich homie told me this. He said, kids is my savings. He said, I'm not saving shit. I'm having kids. He said, I'm having kids. You know why? Because if I got 10, I guarantee you one of these motherfuckers going to make it successful.
Somebody's going to make it.
I guarantee you one of them motherfuckers.
It's just the math.
I'm going for 50.
It's the odds. Hey, somebody going to be successful out this motherfucker. Somebody going to look out for pops too.
But you did it too, though. You successful. You know what I'm saying? They could follow in your steps. Yeah. Not all the crazy shit, but they could do the rap shit, you know? Yep.
Did you ever get to that point where the shit that your mama and daddy was telling you was true? You was like, fuck.
When I'm grown, I was like, shit. And then soon I turned 20, I think 19 or 20, I moved from Memphis. I left Memphis, went clean in Atlanta. I'm going to turn 30 in a couple of weeks. So shit, it's like, I've been down there like 10 years.
No,
staying
way.
Out the way.
So
man.
You left
yeah,
Memphis.
I've been out there. I ain't had no family out there. Wasn't about me and bro. You feel me? Bro was going back and forth doing it. I was out there. I'm still out there staying. You feel me? Like, and me and my twins.
Mm-hmm.
I had my twin boys with me since they were born. They never left my side. Like,
that's fire.
My man and they daddy.
That's hard, man. I'm a new parent, so I understand. Like, my nigga only three, but still, like, that constantly never leaving them, like, being there. Like, bro,
I got eight kids in my house right now.
See? See?
My mom, I just be telling them to drop kids off. It be cool. I'm a big kid myself.
Yeah.
My house ain't got number games around, patting all games. I ain't got number games and shit around. Just drop them off. What can they do? I ain't getting up right now. I'll be somewhere at the studio or something. Yeah. They straight.
Yeah, we gonna eat. We gonna talk
oh,
shit.
Oh, God.
Hey, honestly, though, that's a good thing, though, because they building that brother and sister camaraderie, that shit that you can't buy, something well, that money can't buy.
I be tripping where some folks don't be just being a daddy, because bro, ain't really take nothing to be no daddy, bro. Don't take
right.
no money to be no daddy.
He's got to show up.
Wake the fuck up.
Like I said, I just tell him to drop him out. Bro, we ain't got to go out of town through all it, bro. My kids happy as hell they at their daddy house right now. And the mama's happy too. Oh, my kids in Atlanta with their daddy.
Yeah.
She I got big hands, I go play. You feel do whatever y'all want to. It's all good.
That's straight.
I'm doing my bit. I'm having them at the studio working. Y'all leave you out of it. It's all good.
Don't be fucking no shit up. Don't make me come
on. I ain't changed. Only diapers I changed was my twins. You feel me? Because I had them.
Yeah.
Hit me up when they out of diapers.
Yeah. Send them
when
my
they
way.
Out of diapers, you can set them out.
You got
them.
You got them. The rest of the way.
I got the rest of the way.
That's a fact. I feel you on that one.
That's crazy. I love that. So back to the music. And what? How old were you? Were you like 18 then? 19?
Yep.
You said when you got out.
Yep.
So 18, 19, and then
it was really like my Dolph, my granddad is Dolph with uncle, cousin, with his cousin, but he called him uncle.
Yeah,
feel me? Like my granddad real respecting and shit. So you feel me? Like, bruh, feel me? Bruh turned up. He wanna fuck with my granddaddy. He fuck with my granddaddy. You feel my granddad like my bro. You fuck with me, man. You need to get him. He bad. He ain't trying to listen to nobody. I know he'll listen to you. You feel me? When he get out, I need you to take him under your wing. You
he said me? That.
From where I got out, I've been on the bro wing. You feel me? Since then, you
left
me?
Atlanta. How long after you got out did you decide to head to Atlanta?
About a year.
Yeah, because you were like 20.
Yup. I moved by my own spot, by my first own spot. Because at first, I was 13, 14, house to house to female house. I was staying with female like I was grown. You feel me? Like, I might be living with this female, you feel me? I might be living this with female. I was grown already, you feel me?
It's just, I what was it? It was just something in you just be like, fuck this shit. Like, I got it. Like,
you got
you obviously had to have
had
that understanding.
I had a child already.
Yeah. I was going to say, because you obviously had to have some type of understanding. Because at 13, I was a little ass boy. I was probably scared of the pussy, to be honest with you.
I ain't going to lie. But how I started, I think my mom and my dad is a freak ass motherfucker. Like, my mama got a case of flicks on her bed, and in my daddy's house, he got a closet full of flicks.
Yeah.
I was gonna steal weed and flicks. I ain't never stole no money and shit from my folks.
Yeah.
Never stole money from my mama.
I was definitely watching them videos, though, for sure.
I go steal all they flicks. I'm watching flicks, but I'm trying to see the real thing. Yeah, right. You know, I was doing this. I was like,
it's crazy because today, all the kids have the phone.
Oh yeah,
you know what I'm saying? Like they don't
easy, bro. You have
they
to
don't understand, Ricky,
man. Back then,
sneak, you bro, you got that. You only can pull that shit out when niggas is gone out the house, and it was all, and being black, it always
I'm
gonna swear to
God, I'm gonna say a true story. Oh God, my young nigga, my mama bought me a little portable DVD player.
Oh yeah,
my mama bought me a little portable DVD player.
I know what you're talking about with the screen.
With the screen, yeah, and the screen, and all that. God,
that was the first iPad.
Every time, God.
Hey, that's a fact. I ain't gonna lie.
Oh, God.
I ain't gonna lie. If I was a, if that
what, booty call,
I was a geezer for sure.
That was the famous jazz right there. Everybody wanted booty call.
Crazy.
They used to have a
booty talk.
A booty talk. Onion booty. Onion booty used to be the one.
Yeah, booty talk.
That's legendary.
Hey, that's a legendary fuck.
That's
right,
legendary.
Booty talk. They
hell yeah.
Mad values
they
and that
Bang
shit.
Bros used to be popping. They used to have Bang Bros. Yeah. Popping. They used to have a Bang Bros bus. Yeah, I was about to thaw this shit.
Hey, they really had us fooled like they was really pulling out bitches on the
and
street.
Oh, God, what a God. I swear to God, it took for me to get grown to figure out they weren't doing
that's
this.
Not happening.
I was like, hey, I couldn't wait to get older. Like, hey, like,
I'm going
to
get a bus.
Scooby-Doo ass boys, man.
Pull bitches right now.
He said Scooby-Doo bus.
That's right.
In the mystery machine.
Hey, really, real talk.
Bitches wall to wall.
What if it was really like that? You were just pulling up on bad bitches, big booty bitches.
Like, bro, it's not like that. It's like the opposite of that.
Yeah.
I had to show opposite.
Like, literally not.
Get up in this thing.
Yeah, it's not happening.
My car police, you might feel like you've been kidnapped.
You gotta run.
Word. Bang Bros had a nigga fool, man.
I think it's a good time to have them.
The reason I got babies.
See? Oh, yeah, of course.
Hey.
I got to see.
And niggas watching them nose trying to figure it out. Like, what? Oh, so this is what I do?
Yeah.
All right, well, so we got.
Love you spin the top.
Well, yeah, we got a little part of the show, the little game segment where you spin the wheel, you get three tries. Hold on, I'm looking for this shit. I'm fishing. Hold on.
Got it. Yeah. So I got different things on here.
Yeah. Okay. It's kind of like self-explanatory. Like the shit grub is not actual shit. It's some type
it's
of exotic,
exotic
snack
shit that you like.
So if you land on there, we'll have you, try a snack and tell us what you think. But you get it. So you get three spins. Go ahead, spin that thing. False. Nah, spin it again, man. You a gambler, man. Stop playing with that shit, man. You a gambling man, man.
Gambling.
Would you rather?
All right, here we go. Right, I'm gonna ask you a would you rather question, okay? All right. Oh, this is actually fire.
Yeah.
Would you rather have a TV show based on your life or a movie? 100%.
That's what I was thinking, because you can have that bitch going for series. You can have that bitch.
I need a TV show.
You have to.
I need a TV show with all my baby mamas and my kids. Not in the same house, though.
Different houses.
No, we're going to do a big-ass apartment complex.
Oh, shit.
Hey, you should.
Units.
What?
Units. Hey, you know, all units.
Everybody, all the baby mama had their own. Hey, not being the main one.
Not to get distracted.
That could be like a fucking reality show.
If you could pitch this, you can get the money.
What would you
do? I'm already in this, don't we?
You get the money to buy the apartment building from this shit.
What would you call that shit? What would you call it? The show?
The Grapevine.
The
Grapevine. Okay. Great, man.
All right, spin again. You get two more spins.
That's fire, man.
That's so good.
All the baby
I will pay
man.
Money to see that.
I don't.
Ooh.
That would be funny.
Okay, so what's your top three?
Top
dead
three
or alive?
Dead or alive.
And it could be
rappers
movies, or
TV show, whatever you want.
It could be your top three video games. What's your top three?
What's
your go-to?
You.
All right. Dog.
Okay.
All right,
of course.
Hit the same bulletproof gang.
Ooh, that shit was fire.
Damn, blood on the sand or some shit, too. That shit was crazy.
No, he's talking about the bulletproof gang.
Yeah. No, I know.
Oh, okay. Blood on the
sand. That's another game. There's two of them.
What?
Google it.
You got part two?
I ain't seen it.
No cap.
I didn't know that.
No cap. I have both. For PS2.
Def Jam Vendetta was the game.
Oh,
stop. The wrestling game, that shit had niggas in. Hey, that's how me and Gabe became friends.
50 Cent, Blood on the Sand. Watch this. We'll put it on the monitor right here. I'm going to show you. You're going to trip.
Hey, that's funny. That's how me and Gabe became friends.
Look. This shit was real.
It's crazy.
He was in like Afghanistan or some shit.
Hey, I never seen this.
Bro, I never seen that game.
It's the rarest game. It's like Call of Duty, but with 50 Cent.
Bro, I never seen that game.
Blood on the sand. I stole that shit from Blockbuster.
Wow. Hey.
R.I.P.
Hey, all right, enough time. I got a quick side note. I got enough time went by. But when I was young, nigga, I used to have like a Blockbuster robbery ring.
Yeah.
Me and my niggas used to pull up Hollywood Video. We used to come in with the bikes and we had two niggas with the backpack. Yeah. And we'd get all the games, my nigga. We'd have, nigga, you name it. Niggas
I ain't gonna lie. We used to go to Blockbuster a lot. I ain't used to go for the game. We used to go for the movies.
No, I think the movies too.
We was in Hollywood.
I was stealing all.
I'm stealing all of it.
All of
it. I started getting in tune with the gang. I didn't know they had gangs until I was probably like 9, 10 or something.
They used to have systems.
Yeah. Oh, wow.
I would take them and sell them.
You had the system?
Yeah.
Damn.
I would go to rent the system.
Then they just disappeared.
Yeah.
Really, what killed him off was Redbox.
Netflix.
Redbox was great. Went platinum in the hood.
Netflix.
I don't care what you say.
Redbox,
every
Netflix,
Rouse, every
got
food
rid of
for
all
less.
That
I don't know what y'all. What y'all?
Internet killed everything though.
What,
yeah, everything.
Internet killed Redbox.
Yo, what?
Man, you go. You don't even gotta go to the movies though. You go watch the brand new movie that just came out today.
You can watch it at your crib.
Once niggas got the Fire Stick, it was over.
Over.
That went platinum in the hood.
With Cody,
that shit went crazy. Ooh.
This is my top
35.
My third
one.
Fire Stick.
You get one
Fire more stick. Hey, that shit came with the pornos too, though.
Hell yeah. Hell yeah.
Fire Stick that you.
Hell yeah. Hey, Spice
Sorry,
Network.
Now, I watched it too.
You're all right, Copper Drop.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
We're going to put something up on the screen. We're going to ask you if you fucking with it.
All right, Copper Drop. These shoes.
No.
Would you cop these or drop these?
No.
Automatic drop.
Drop. Automatically drop.
How much are those? Can we get a price?
Hey, niggas will clown you in the hood for those, bro. You'll get melted.
Ain't nobody worried.
He stands on rats. That's crazy. Oh my God. All right, getting back to the music. So at what point, so you go to Atlanta, right? Are you you're in studios and shit?
Yep.
When you get there? And are you with Dolph? So is he like just?
I'm just bro. Face card so crazy, like bro. Everybody miss bro. Everybody fuck with bro. You feel me? I was around bro. Like they see me around bro. So it made my face card good too. So shit. How this shit went?
Damn.
I've been there for a minute, so I've been rocking the road on other tips too. So you feel me? Tips we can't talk about. So you know.
So you saw Dolph making music. What was that like? What was his process? Like, was it, did you learn anything from that shit?
That's how I make all my music right now.
All right, tell me, what's the secret?
When somebody send me a beat,
yeah.
I take they files, I mix the ain't gonna sound like they beat no more when I get done rapping on it or none of it. Like,
you fuck with it.
I do everything, like I'm hands on with all my music.
Damn.
I'm making beats. I'm down to get tags.
When you got to Atlanta, was it how you imagined? Was it niggas in the studio everywhere and it was just like recording every day? Like, cause you know, people talk about Atlanta.
I went to Atlanta because a lot of bitches.
Yo, the bitches is hustlers.
That
must have
been a
though.
Problem.
A lot of bitches. Back then, I had my head in the bitch. Then I had all these babies.
You was on some P? You was a player?
He just kept fucking up. Yeah. And then
I can't help it. I just got a problem.
Hey, I know some niggas, man. That,
he said I got a problem.
You not, bro. Trust me, it's niggas worse than you, bro.
Man, I don't believe in rubbers. I don't know how to use a rubber. So.
No condom sex.
No cap.
My brother, female.
I've never used
out.
One.
Any one of these niggas take me out. Hey. One life to live. Hey.
Yeah, that's. I mean, that's what it is, man.
That's what it is.
So you end up. So what was your first project? Because I've listened to your shit back from 2017, 2018.
I think Life of the Gangster. I don't like my beginning music. I don't like none of my beginning music.
I don't know, bro. Some of your shit was.
I don't like.
I have some of it. I'll tell you what I fuck with.
Only thing I like my beginning music is Granny's Prayer.
When do you think you started fucking with it? Because I mean, back from.
I didn't start fucking my music until I dropped last year.
No fucking way.
I swear to God.
No, you had some shit too in like crazy. 2017. You had, we was listening to some of your shit. You had some shit.
I ain't
shit
feel
too.
Like I was just feel my vibe. Like, I ain't feel like it was. Right now, I feel like I'm on it right now.
Well, yeah, you're at a different
like right now I'm,
spot.
You feel me? Right now. Like,
but that's part of the growth.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. That's why I was just gonna get like anybody can rap. Like,
right.
Stay in the studio. I didn't want to rap at first. I just stayed in the studio, literally.
Yeah.
You feel me?
But that built the practice, the flow, all that shit. It kind of piled up. That's what, I mean, back from Young, Dumb, and Don't Give a Fuck, that was 2019.
Take that back.
Come on.
I like that one too.
Come on.
That's when I started liking my
music. Dog, Don't Stop with Dolph.
That was the joint. You right.
Crazy.
That was the, I really forgot about the tone of how I forgot.
Sunday.
That was the tape.
You was feeling it? Crazy. You was having fun?
That was the tape when I started.
Sunday was crazy.
Having fun with this shit.
But I didn't start taking music serious until I dropped Donna Fizzle.
Donna Fizzle with the deluxe is crazy too, yeah. Dog. Shout
that's
out to
that's when I started taking it real serious. Like, I ain't start like, after brother died, that's when I felt like I had to take movies serious. Before then, I didn't feel like I had to.
Yeah.
You feel me? Because brother, my family, like real blood. You feel me? Like,
and it was just other emotions that you
was
fucking with.
I was straight regardless. You feel me? I'm good regardless. You feel
but
me?
You wanted to.
Even though I'm still straight regardless, I'm just, the only reason I took it most serious because I knew that's what he wanted me to do.
Of course.
His whole goal was to put all his little niggas in position to where they can take care of their folks and they ain't got worried about nobody and be a boss.
Yeah.
So, shit, I feel like that's what I had to step up and do. He gone. That's what he wanted me to do. I got gone. Make sure to make this happen.
So those were the internal conversations that you guys were having amongst y'all. Between outside of being family and between like paper routine, niggas got to get on, be a boss. Everybody depending on each other.
Stressing. It was the only thing bro stressing about bro was a big family, man.
Yeah,
like he ain't miss a family reunion, none of this. Like we had every family, we had family reunion every other year. He ain't miss no family reunion, no day, no activity. Like, bro's a family man. You feel me?
Yeah,
I don't like that. You feel me? Like I said, I like being around my kids all the time. You feel me?
Yeah, you got your own big family.
Yeah. You got a personality for everything. It's a personality. I don't need friends. I got all these niggas with me right here.
A million different personalities.
Oh, so yeah.
Like, even with the mama, like, I don't, not one of my kids got the same mama except my twin. Everybody's got different mama.
Holy shit.
I don't believe in females having, I don't believe in you having a female with, having two babies with a female unless you married.
Oh,
that's
I see.
How I look at it.
Right.
Like, if you're going to have another female, if you're going to have another baby with, that means you're going to stay with her for a minute.
Right.
You feel
right.
Me?
It's real. Yeah.
You can't do nothing about the first one, especially if you're like me and all you rubbers. You can't do nothing about the first one. Yeah. But if you're going to keep having birth, that means you're going to be with
that's
her.
You. Yeah,
so
yeah.
After it, man,
you draw the line there.
After the first one, you draw the line.
Yeah.
Okay.
No,
that's enough.
Nah.
Okay, so we don't got to mention no names, but was there any one of the baby mamas that you felt like you could have had multiple ones with, and you was like, maybe I kind of like this one? You don't got to mention no names. I'm just saying, like,
why would
like,
you put J Fizzle on the spot?
I'm just
like
saying,
that?
Like, because every real nigga go through that. Stop playing, man. It's always, it's one that's a real champion. It's one that be
not
fighting.
Jay,
they be fighting for that thing, bro. who will die for that thing. You know what I'm talking about.
Right now. See? Never go nowhere.
See? Look. Well, that's all
right now, man.
You got
shout out to her.
Shout out to her.
Whoever they are.
There you go. They really understand who you are, for real. Except
yeah.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Well, back to Donna Fizzo, because I wanted to talk about that. The deluxe, the project. I was bumping that shit all day. Like, I wanted him to hear that shit, because I fuck with Hood Rich.
I ain't gonna lie, the deluxe, I feel like I show going crazy.
Crazy. Gucci Mane.
I did that first shot. And I came out with the deluxe. After I did my first CD, I was in the studio every day after that.
No,
I'm sorry. Oh, yeah, this going on the look. This going on the look. This going on the look. It's like right now. I mean, I got about 3 CDs ready right now.
Oh, hell yeah.
And I know I just dropped.
And then Fuck Being Famous in
like
September.
That.
So you've been.
I feel like Fuck Being Famous is my best piece of project.
That shit sound hard.
Free straight drop.
Like, I was right.
The judge shit is hard, too.
Everything from the beats, from the from out hands on everything on this joint. So
who produced the Free Straight Drop?
Trench Baby.
Shout out Trench Baby.
Trench Baby, Extra Slim.
Yeah.
Fallon. Yeah. Was on that joint too.
Yeah, you had that. I mean, that track with Greedo is still the same. That was crazy.
Oh yeah.
Fuck Being Famous is crazy. Dickie Set is hard.
Judge
is hard as
Judge
fuck.
Judge is my favorite jump besides Bill. Well, Billford is my favorite jump, but then Judge.
Hell yeah. Hell yeah. And you didn't have, in terms of your work, because I know you said you still recording like crazy. You just dropped a song with a video. Everybody's got to run this shit up. But as far as albums, are you, you said you got like two or three in the can? You still working? You still...
I ain't did.
Because you going to...
I've been just dropping me, so you really... I don't really me, so I never dropped no album.
You don't call it album.
I never dropped
an album. You think that
yeah,
you...
I'm yes, I'm finna drop my first album next year.
You ready for that shit?
I'm finna drop my you first have to, legit bro. Album next year.
You have to. You have to.
What do you... Are you, what are you going to do different? Like, why were the other ones just mixtapes and this one's going to be an album? Because you said
and
you
call it cap though.
Good way. Because you said you put your time
in. That's how the industry called it. That's how the business people called it. You
but fuck that shit.
I call everything happened to me. You feel me?
Yeah.
Everything happened to me. That's how they.
I don't know. From 20.
Are you not serious any other time? Like, yeah, I'm saying.
I don't know what they. That's how they. I guess that's how the business why they.
Like, are you going to have more features on it? Like, no. I don't get it. Like,
I never knew the difference either. I just go back with they say. Like they told me, if I left this way, if I right with this way, I just...
You go, okay.
Okay.
Nah. I think from 2019 on, everything's an album. Because it's all quality. You know what I'm saying? It's all quality.
Yeah, I can go with it too.
You put your fucking heart into this shit. For sure. You know what I'm saying? You put the hours into this shit. What are you gonna?
Hours a day in the studio.
You know what I'm talking about? That's crazy. That's the work at
the studio at 7 this morning.
Got on a plane.
I missed my first plane because I was at the studio. I supposed to been at the. I lost track on time. Supposed to be at the airport at 8 o'clock, but I stayed in the studio to 7.
So
I had to go home, switch clothes, change my flight, hit the road. And got here working, and soon
and now you're going to the studio.
Clean back to the studio.
Damn. So the album, we can't. I mean, you probably can't talk about it, right?
Okay.
You want to talk? Well, what do you? What, do you have any crazy features on that shit? Any songs?
I tell you the features. I got some crazy. I got some big features. You know, I really be working with street niggas.
Anybody from Memphis?
I got some major features on this joint. I got some major big artists.
Crazy
major artists. On this
crazy. You anybody from Memphis or nah?
No, you know my team, my gang for sure.
Yeah,
my gang for sure. But
yeah, yeah. Other than that, nah. Nobody who's not Paper Route. Yeah, I'm fucking excited, man. I gotta hear the album. I'm sure that shit's crazy. And you also linked up with Glock too. So how long have you known him?
Glock, I've been knowing Glock. 17 Glock family too. Glock our family back. Glock I couldn't do marriage though.
Really?
Yeah, close, like,
so Glock's your fucking cousin too. That's
I wonder
crazy.
How I just want to be in the room because like I know I look like a square ass nigga, but really like I'm tapped in on that side too. I just want to be in a room where niggas are just smoking, talking shit, making jokes. Yeah, like, yeah. Then that sound like a vibe right there.
We
like,
be bad. We be shitting. Right?
Yeah,
our vibes be different.
I can only imagine what the energy is like with y'all three in the room just talking shit. Like when y'all was in the room talking shit, like making music, niggas must have really been in the zone. Right,
gotta
there.
Be crazy.
It's so man. Yeah.
So what is
Glock funny as hell?
Oh, Glock, hilarious,
Mr. Glock,
hilarious. His music, he even puts his like
Mr. Glock,
unbelievable.
Mr. Glock funny.
That's so fitting.
Mr. Glock.
It's so good.
It's so like a good. Teacher, like a like the dean at your school,
Mr. Glock. Yeah, man. What's some of your favorite memories with Glock? Like going on tour and shit. Can you give us just a couple?
Everything.
Come on. There's got to be like one that stand out though, like a crazy tour story with Glock. You just went on tour with him, so.
And what I'm saying, everything just so turned.
Everything's so turned.
There's no rules to it with Glock. You feel me?
No rules.
Like, bro, when we going on tour with bro, with dog, It was cool. And then, man, Dolphin Glock was cool, but with just Glock.
Wow.
Oh, my God.
Every day.
It's crazy.
Every day.
We got to film. We got to film that. That would be funny as fuck.
Yeah, this show, man. It's cut, though, man.
Damn.
But I ain't gonna lie. My favorite time on tour, I think, was in Denver.
Man, I love the whole low key.
The whole everybody was on shrooms. It was Denver or Portland. So we went to the basketball game.
In Denver or Portland? You probably went in Denver.
Michael Porter was playing.
Michael, that's the Nuggets. That's Denver.
Hey, Denver.
You probably went there.
No, we were Portland though. They were playing in Portland.
Oh, they were playing in Portland. Okay, I got you. So that yeah. He sleep.
No, man, it was Denver or Portland. It was one of them, man. You hear me? It was one of them, man.
Yeah, man.
So, do you know when you're gonna drop it? Can we talk about that? 24 sometime?
Oh yeah, 24 for sure.
24, like.
But like, I don't tell you, I'm only gonna be beginning of 24.
How about your birthday? It's too soon. Isn't it? You said January, January 8th, right?
January 8th.
Okay.
Damn, bro, that's one day after my brother's, bro.
Real.
I'm February 9th.
Capricorn.
That's crazy. I'm Aquarius.
Family nigga, always pull up. If I need that nigga right now, he'll be here in 30 minutes.
You talking about Joseph?
No, JoJo.
They how Capricorns is, family, though. We real family people.
Nigga,
like
give you the shirt
up. We the first son. We the head.
We the first son. We the first son. Don't lie.
We feel like we gotta take care of everything. You feel me?
Hell yeah.
That's a fact. I ain't gonna lie. If I call my nigga right now, he'll show up.
Pull up.
With a Glock in his boot. The nigga coming. If his family involved, that boy coming, bro. He coming.
That's our downfall, too, though.
Yeah, that's a fact.
We care too much. We care too much.
And care about, man, that nigga love my mama, bro. This nigga love my mama, bro.
Hell yeah. Anything that, like, besides the album, obviously, you said 24. So we'll let everybody know it's 24. Anything else that you're excited about? Any shows coming
no
up
kids
or
on
anything
way,
like that?
Right, no.
You got another kid on the way?
My man said no rubbers.
Knock on wood.
It ain't nothing new. I always got some kids on the way.
Do you get surprised anymore?
Nah,
hell no. No,
he's just like, look, he smiled.
Nobody around me be surprised.
He's just smiling.
Nobody.
Smile.
Nobody cares.
For real? Nobody be surprised. Yeah. Like, he feel me like, yeah, that's why I always have kids. So what?
Any shows coming up, though, that you're excited about?
Got a tour coming up.
When does it kick off?
In the summer.
Oh, in the summer. Yeah. You can come to LA?
Yeah, you can come to LA for sure.
All right. Well, we're going to have to pull up to that too.
So as we're coming to an end and we're winding this thing down, I always ask everybody, is there a hidden talent or something about yourself that people do not know? That
ooh.
It was just like, are you a crazy pickleball player? Like, are you like, do you have the best spades hand? Like, or can you wheelie bikes for fucking
He told us he's nice on the dice.
Some niggas be like, I'm a cold ass chef. Some niggas be like, I ski shoot. Wow. Like, yeah, you go crazy.
Cold ass chef? What are you chef?
You be whipping up? Okay.
What do you cook?
Ooh.
Lamb chop. Okay, so let me ask you this. Who'd you learn from?
I don't know.
Grandma?
Yeah, I ain't gonna lie. I taught my grandmama how to cook lamb chop.
Shut the note.
She taught me how to cook everything else. But you know, in Memphis, back here in Memphis, we weren't too hip to lamb chops.
Yeah, that's an Atlanta thing, though. They love them.
We weren't hip to lamb chops back then.
Yeah, so when
I showed it to my grandma, she ain't really know about it.
She was like,
in Memphis to sell lamb chops.
What was she cooking?
She cook everything. It ain't nothing she don't cook.
But you got
she cook everything. But you know what I said, lamb chops. I don't remember lamb chops when I was a kid.
Yeah.
I don't even remember people.
But you got
you know lamb chops now though.
Yeah. Yeah.
On the subject of lamb chops though, you gotta learn. You gotta pick the right ones and you gotta season them bitches the right way because this shit's a gamey meat. And
I
you know how I got that.
I use every season in my what you call this. All I gotta do. Every season, okay.
Every season.
Hey, that's my rule, nigga. I'll be like, this shit's so good. I'll be like, hey, that's some of everything, nigga. Garlic salt, nigga.
At granddad asked me, he said, man, what you be putting on? I said, man,
Don't worry about it.
I don't even know. I just put everything on the bar. He put the bitches on the oven, take the bitches out, put them on the stove. I put them on the stove. I mean, I put them in the oven first, then put them on the stove.
God damn. That's crazy.
So my boy is a cold lamb.
Cold chef.
Chef.
Hell yeah. Hell yeah. So
I'm not ready to battle anybody.
Album coming 24. Yeah. Maybe a cookbook. 24.
Maybe a cookbook.
The J-Fizzle cookbook.
Maybe
the TV show is coming soon. You know what I'm saying? But if we want to keep people tapped in with you, is the best place like Instagram or what's the best place?
Instagram. Really, mainly Instagram is. I guess I don't be on like.
And just like at, is it just J-Fizzle?
At Paper Route J-Fizzle.
Paper Route J-Fizzle, all spelled regular.
I got a Pampa label coming out too.
Yeah, ooh. That's fire. That's smart right there.
Yeah, I got a Pampa label coming out too, man.
Hell yeah.
Pampa label, Pampa.
That's a fact.
Tune in, everybody. Stay, y'all watching Tune In, Purple Label Pampers.
Stay tapped.
It's a good, legit Pampers, man. You hear me? They ain't gonna be the pissed on shit on, man. You hear me? Yeah, sponsored by the great.
Stay tapped in with him. Be sure to run up all the shit. And thank you guys for tapping in with us. We appreciate it. Thank you guys for tapping in. Subscribe. Hit the bell. We're tapping out.
Oh.
Perfect.